This is WFMU. We are WFMU, and we are here for you. My name is Bethany. This is A440. And if it's A440, it's Tuesday evenings from 8 to 9 p.m. And time does feel a little strange when I realize this is the fifth show I have done remotely now. I just haven't been out all that much, folks. I've kind of just been hanging out at home, listening to music, making radio shows. And what a time it's been. So this week, this is good. This is my day today. It was pretty fantastic. But we started the show out. We'll get to that. Starting out tonight, I had the music of Gideon Lewinson, who wrote a quartet called Odradak. And I learned that Odradak is a character from a short story called Cares of a Family Man. It's by Franz Kafka. Chat with us on the playlist and comments if you are a Kafka specialist or enthusiast. Let me know if you know much about Odradak. But in this piece of many movements, I think somewhere in the middle, that's it, from piece number 13, it's movement 13, we want to say, it's called Time to Tune. And so you get this combination of instruments tuning up, the orchestra getting ready, or the quartet in this case, and then a whole bunch of other fun things mixed all in. I had a good time with that one. I'm always looking and happy to find things that have to do with instruments tuning, because what we tune A to with the frequency of 440, often somewhere within 4 hertz of that. We'll save that conversation for another time. But that was followed then by variations on a theme by Paganini. That's a very familiar one. Many of us would recognize the tune. It's from the 24 Caprices, which stretch the violin virtuosity to the limits, and then have been just recreated. I mean, and many, many, many versions of this piece exist. And so when I heard this one that we listened to, which was written in 1941 by Witold Lutosławski, that was a hit me. Wow, that sounded a lot more modern than 1941 to my ears, seeing as that was 80 years ago. But this piece was arranged by Alexander Varenberg for piano, strings, and orchestra, and the version from 1941 was just for two pianos. Anyway, it all sounds very familiar to me. And I think, well, I probably played this in the past. And the way to check that after all the number of shows we've done is to go back and do a playlist search on WFMU. Which did not lead me where I wanted. It got me close, but I was thinking, well, I'll poke around some more. And, oh, how about this? How about I listen to the version that came, you know, the original version, which gets us to this place here. And we've got that nice crunch. Certainly a few know the violin version. I think there's a few extra notes in there. And I'm like, okay, so I played some preludes of Lutosławski in 2004, 2008, Overture for Strings, Partita for Violin, 2017. I'm sure I played this. Keep looking, keep looking, keep looking, keep looking. It seems not. Maybe I played, probably, we'll look at the variations on a theme by Paganini. I find that I've played versions, the Rhapsody by Rachmaninoff, a version by Hans Butterman, hadn't played the Brahms nor the Liszt, not the Schumann. I don't think I played the Rochbred, although I have played other pieces from his set of 50 Caprices, and I just kept going and digging deeper and finding things that were associated with all the depths of the archives on WFMU. You can dig up lots of good things there. And then I think I came to realize if I have played it, I'll just play it again, and it'll be twice as good. Crowd goes wild. Well, that definitely sounds like a piece I would play. I've played it at least once now. It's just a good time when you laugh with yourself thinking, where did that hour go as I looked for evidence that I did something, but maybe it didn't get put on the internet, so did it happen? Well, hello. That was the original version for two pianos written in 1941. Variations on theme by Paganini for two pianos. And we heard the pianists Martha Argerich and Gabriella Montero on that recording. And the running title for this week's show is My Funny Quarantine. I've been trying to keep it light, doing my best with all the quarantines around. And so I looked because I remembered a couple pieces entitled A Musical Joke. There's a musical joke by Mozart, but then there's also... And it's not meant as something witty, but more lighthearted and whimsical, a form called the humoresque. And we're going to hear in this next set some music of Carl Nielsen, Sibelius, Dvorak, and Rostropovich, all giving us a humoresque, some from many collections, a number of them, and then An Excursion by Samuel Barber. My name's Bethany, this is WFMU. We are staying with you 24/7. And if you haven't heard, if you want to check out more, you know, how our station has been adapting to the pandemic with the station under lockdown, our very strong skeleton crew at the helm, and tirelessly, station manager Ken is keeping everything going. There's a podcast from the Radio Survivor podcast. You can check that out. The link is on WFMU if you're curious how that's all working out. In the meantime, stay tuned. And here we have, this first one is from Carl Nielsen, and it was written in 1897, and it's called, how do we say it in German? Spalenmanden. That might actually be the Danish. But the translation is Jumping Jacks, and this humoresque.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I'm trying to catch my breath. I can only imagine how it is for the cellist. That piece, a humoresque and an opus number 5 written by cellist Mstislav Rostropovich in the mid-40s when he was a student at the Moscow Conservatory. And that piece was written for his teacher as a happy birthday present. So I'd have to go imagine the atmosphere was something of happy birthday. If you haven't noticed, I can play the crap out of the cello. And indeed, it wasn't that many years later. Rostropovich was a faculty member at that conservatory. Now, he was probably have been in his late teens when that was written. They don't have exact documentation of when that was from. Would have been fun to be there, see the look on the teacher's face. Before that, a very famous tune, the Humoresque by Antonín Dvořák, which was written originally as a solo piano piece, been many times played as violin and piano, and we listened to a version on theremin with, of course, the amazing Clara Rockmore playing theremin. And Dvořák wrote the piece in 1894. I say that with a question. I am right, yes. 1894, and the recording was from 1975. It was released on Bridge Records as Clara Rockmore's Lost Theremin album. It has a number of recordings on it. And so that piece came up, and I thought it was a perfect way to include Dvorak's Humoresque in this set of some others of that style. Before that, Sibelius and number 3 of the 6 Humoresque for Violin and Orchestra, Opus 89. That one written in 1917. And the first of 4 Excursions, Opus 20 by Samuel Barber. Love that piece. Written in 1942. To me, the left hand, the bass line sounded a lot more contemporary than it might have been something of Philip Glass or John Adams, just the way that the bass ostinato is paced and keeps going. That's the discovery. That's kind of the fun. That's how I keep myself kind of with a smile and entertained. And great performance by Leon McCauley. And the Sprallenmanden from 6 Humoresque Bagatelles of Danish composer Carl Nielsen, and that translates to Jumping Jacks. So you can find that piece. It's 47 seconds. We can do some Jumping Jacks. We can all do 47 seconds of Jumping Jacks. My name is Bethany. This is A440, coming to you from a distance on WFMU. And we are all in this. I'm glad we're here in this forum on Freeform Radio, where none of the weirdness is going to stop. When weirdness needs to have a place to live, it's right here. So welcome all of my friends and radio family. Glad you're here tonight. Okay. So from Igor Stravinsky, next we're going to listen to his violin concerto, known as a concerto in D major, was written in 1931. And this is the 4th movement, a capriccio, which is meant to have that light and festive feeling. This one is another that kind of just thought, play the stuff. Gets me kind of smiling and happy to be sharing this all with you tonight. Stravinsky next, and we're going to follow with not your typical string quartet title. That'll be good.
Thank you.
That was the piano quintet for piano and string quartet from 1941 from the Finnish composer Einar Englund. And I'm curious to hear more from that composer. I'll explore that in weeks to come here on A440. And before that, I had mentioned, typically not a string quartet title. Three gas stations for string quartet, and the first of those three is called Garage Lights. But that's what we have from 2008 by composer Michael Alec Rose, who is a professor at Vanderbilt University, very esteemed composer. And that's under the title Hubbert Peak, Three Gas Stations for String Quartet. I learned that Hubbert Peak was not the composer of Three Gas Stations for String Orchestra in 2008, because there would have been too much of a coincidence that the Hubbert Peak has to do with the bell curve and natural resources of fossil fuels, and that would have something to do with gas stations. Oh, maybe I had that wrong, and I got it. That's by Michael Alec Rose. And then we started with the Stravinsky Violin Concerto performed by Andrea Favier. And I want to, in the last couple minutes, give you a taste of this piece, which is called Electric Kaleidoscope. And it's written for amplified flute, clarinet, cello, piano, and electric piano. It's from 1972 by George Rucksberg. We'll need to do a further exploration of this piece. Only a sample for tonight, the Electro Kaleidoscope by George Rucksberg and 1972. You can do a tiny sample, and it's amazing how one little bit could lead to many, many different pathways into a show. Good thing we'll be back next week. My name is Bethany. This is A440 on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in Rockland County and New York City. Online always, 24/7, WFMU.org.